everyone in Cleveland and Akron.
Oh, I that's
I'm
counting
on
Hawaii, which is let's call up Todd Rundgren. This will be good. You know, this Sunday is a fundraiser for the Todd Rundgren Spirit of Harmony Foundation. It's going to be at the Vanity Avenue Salon, 9242 Broadview in Broadview Heights. Actually, the corner of Broadview and 82, noon to 6 p.m., rain or shine. It's to benefit music programs for kids. That's what his foundation does. Free haircuts for kids 12 and under, chance to win a makeover, chance to win a custom electric guitar. It's going to be auctions, prizes, live music, food, a whole lot more. Anyway, a check from the proceeds is going to be presented to Todd during his performance at the Kent Stage on November 12th. By the way, that show is totally sold out. The power of Todd Rundgren. I'll tell you, man, people love him here in Northeast Ohio. Anyway, I was asked to give him a call on behalf of the foundation, and I said I'd be more than happy to. I talked to him. He says, you know, he says, can you call me back? He says, I'm about ready to go to bed, because he lives in Hawaii. You know, he lives in Hana, Hawaii, which is kind of far from everybody in Maui. So anyway, yesterday I gave him a phone call. He was waiting for me, and this is how it went.
Hello.
Hello, Todd.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. This is Jeff Kinsbach from WONE Radio in Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio. Been a little bit of time there.
I don't know whether or not you realize that you're kind of like a favorite son of everyone in Cleveland and Akron.
That's, I'm counting on it. Since, you know, we kind of book from Cleveland outwards. we start with Cleveland, then we book around it.
Yeah, I think coming up here on November 12th, you're going to be at the Kent Stage. That's a nice place.
Yeah, I've been there before. That's a nice venue.
Well, the last time you played the Akron Civic Theater, you played with the Akron Youth Symphony.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of leads me into what we're going to talk about this morning.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You're a big supporter of kids getting started in music and music programs and schools and things like that, right?
Well, when I was growing up, we used to have those things. Mm-hmm. We didn't have in my elementary school like a full music program, but they did have a situation where you could rent a musical instrument and someone would come around like once a week or so and give you lessons on the instrument. So music in those days was really almost integral to your education. So for some reason, as public policy begins to starve, you know, schools and things, the music programs are the first things to go. And I believe, and there is some evidence, that exposure to music at an early age actually has a lifelong effect. And the more of it that you are exposed to, for instance, if you take some sort of music class or learn how to play an instrument when you're especially young, like, say, 7 or 8 or something like that, you gain certain sorts of skills. There's actual changes in the way that your brain operates. You know, I've been to the labs and things like that and watched the brain studies and things like that, and it's pretty remarkable the changes that happen.
Northwestern does a lot of that.
That's exactly who we're working with, Northwestern University, and they've got this, you know, I visited their lab and had my brain scanned, not really for scientific purposes, just so we can make a T-shirt. But, of course, there are always the things that, you know, there's the more sympathetic kind of arguments that people use, you know, keeps kids out of trouble. So, yeah, music brings you a whole range of skills that aren't necessarily just about the music.
So the Todd Rundgren Spirit of Harmony Foundation has been born, and it's going to be a fundraiser this Sunday at the Vanity Avenue Salon. That's at 9242 Broadview Road in Broadview Heights. Actually, the corner of Broadview and 82. It's from noon until 6 p.m. this Sunday, rain or shine. And you know Laura, the owner.
Yeah, she's part of the inner circle.
All the funds raised at the Vanity Avenue Salon on Sunday are going to be presented to you on stage, your show, at the Kent Stage on November 12th.
That'll be fun. You know, getting your hair cut for a good cause, it seems like. Interesting.
Yeah, free haircuts for kids 12 and under, so I guess that leaves you and I out of it.
Yeah, I guess I have to cut my own hair anyway.
And she said, tell Todd he can come to this.
I never promise I'm going to show up because I don't want people disappointed if circumstances don't allow me to.
Right.
Like, we've got, you know, a lot of these events are happening while I'm out with Ringo, and, you know, on those tours, Ringo is the boss, and I have to kind of go where he goes when he goes.
How was it touring with Ringo?
It was great. It is great. I'm about to leave in a week to start another leg, but I'll be out with him for about a month, and then I go out on my own tour again for a month, and that's when I get up to to the Cleveland Akron area.
I remember back in the day when we literally would track an entire site of like a Wizard or Two Star.
That was a chance for you to go to the roof and
yes,
and take a break. Okay,
get elevated.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, of all the projects you've done, all the music you've made, anything stand out in your mind as being the best?
The best, you know, the absolutes are really hard. You know, there's so little in life is absolute, in a way. But I certainly have favorite records that, you know, a combination of the music and the experience were, you know, something that I would be happy to repeat, you know, like working on a Cheap Trick record or something like that.
Right.
They always have great songs. They always know how to play them. Really kind of a joy to just make music that way.
When you're not making music or performing, what do you like to do in your spare time just for yourself?
Ironically enough, you know, I really enjoy, you know, being in my house and at home. And usually when I'm at home, I never go out of the house. You know, I've got my tools here and my entertainments and such, and the beach is nearby if I want to take a walk and that sort of thing. But I do like to travel. Last year, me and my wife just took a couple of weeks in Europe. Some friends invited us to sail around the Greek Isles with them, you know, which is not the kind of thing we usually think of when we go on a vacation. And just to be able to go see other places and have the time, you know, to just to get to know them and enjoy them, that is something that I like to do.
Sounds like having the Greek islands, sailing around there, no problem.
It was really a spectacular week of, you know, of just goofing off and walking little narrow streets and eating incredible food. And yeah, it's great work if you can get it, especially if you have friends that want to treat you to it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Todd, it's been a pleasure, man. I appreciate you spending time with us this morning, and we're looking forward to seeing you in Akron again.
Terrific. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
There he is, Todd Rundgren this morning, 97.5 WONE. Let's take a look at traffic real quick, 724.
Your stop and go, 271 northbound between Route 8 and Broadway.